is a news update. The East Coast's largest crane is now at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Crews faced the task of clearing approximately 4,000 tons of debris from the ship's bow, which collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week. The debris is impeding search efforts for the four missing construction workers who are presumed dead. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing toward the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Former President Trump is set to host a fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th, which will be hosted by a hedge fund founder. Trump's anticipated to generate $33 million at his upcoming event. John Schaefer, USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.